Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Shay and Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
We were going to start the podcast here, but we can't find Bad Larry. Does Bad Larry know that we're doing this today? Marvin?
He should know.
Okay.
We do it every Thursday.
All right. It's Bring a Friend to the podcast day today, and Shay brought a podcast buddy, a podcast partner. Why would you subject him to this, Shay?
Sam and I have been through a lot of shit together. This is Bush League to him.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, this ain't nothing. This is
Okay, give us the official introduction.
This is Sam. I'm Shay. Sam is on Nessun, N-E-S-N. Does a lot of gambling shit. But the reason I know Sam is because in Chicago, my Chicago days, how the hell did we even meet?
I reached out because I listened to Dan, and you used to come on.
Right.
And I said, this guy's a maniac. And we speak the same language. Yeah. And you weren't doing as much gambling at the time.
Yeah.
This is 2016. I said, hey, I'm starting a podcast called Chicken Dinner. He said, I fucking love that name.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since. And the first time I went out with Shay,
uh-oh,
it was the opening day of March Madness. So it's a Thursday. Yeah. The game started at 11:30 in the morning. At 5 o'clock, after how much boozing?
A lot.
He looks at me, puts his arm around my neck, and says, all right, I got to bounce. I got my daughter's birthday party.
That's right.
Dead serious.
That's right.
And he goes, and he's gone.
Yeah, yeah. She turned like 2 that day. And there was I walked into the apartment. And it was a room full of people. And they were like, happy birthday. And I was like, where the fuck am I? I was out of my mind. I started drinking. I woke the bartender up. Like, at the bar, I woke him up.
You were banging on the glass because the bar wasn't open yet.
That's true. Oh, that was a good day, brother.
You're like, she's 2. She's not going to remember I was wasted at her birthday.
Neither am I. That was a thing.
Yeah.
We got something in common.
See no evil.
And hopefully you'll remember your trip to Vienna, which you just got back from, where you were asked to leave.
Big trouble. Yeah, Vienna. Okay. I'm in a big trouble.
You're back on the wagon.
Back on the wagon. The roommate told me to tell you that anytime you want to come over for dinner, she'll cook for you, no problem. I don't have to be there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not a big fan of mine.
But right now. What's she suggesting there?
Well, Danny, I think she sees a golden parachute coming.
Are you giving me a hall pass?
Whatever you need.
I mean, that might actually work out well for both of you.
No, right. No.
An established father parenting? Yeah. Hell yeah. Better than me.
Come on in. Hey, would you stay a little while so you could parent my daughters here?
The criteria is just, will you show up hammered to their birthday parties? No? All right. You're
better than their dad.
It's a great day.
Okay, so Sam is the host of Chicken Dinner Podcast, and he's a... Are you a degenerate?
Used to be. Not anymore.
Okay. Ooh. What separates that you were and now you're not?
I took an internship, as I call it, in Vegas to work for VEASAN, the Musburger Network. Yeah. So I was doing traditional radio in Chicago, reporter, Bulls, Bears, Cubs, Hawks, Sox, and then they were looking for young hosts that they could not pay. So I raised my hand and said, take me and pay me nothing, and I will host on XM Radio at the time. And I basically turned that into a 19-month internship to get to know bookmakers and bettors and understand the science of why guys win, why guys lose, why things move, understand not just the what, but the how and the why, and sometimes the where. And I've never, I bet more money now, but I bet less games. I think a degenerate says, oh, Hawaii's on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. I kind of like the over.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy's playing, or not Colt McCoy, Cole Brennan's playing.
Oh, dude, Brennan.
You just bet Hawaii to cover just out of the thrill of the game.
Tommy Chang, was quarterback there at Hawaii.
Whenever June Jones was there, anybody. But the thing is, I got to Vegas and the guys would go, yeah, the line should be 64. We make it 70. The bookmakers would tell me this. So you would understand the art and the science of it. And I try not to make dumb bets anymore, put it that way. But that's what a degenerate does.
But how much more successful are you?
A lot more.
Okay.
Because I cut down all the bad habits.
Okay.
And if you get information now, I know you guys are all up. Dylan's up. This Larry guy who didn't show, he's up.
No, fuck Larry.
Fuck Larry.
Shay's up.
He's dead to us.
I don't need to tell these guys what to do because clearly they're up. But I think when you get a good tip, for example, we had Shedeur Sanders out at Colorado against Utah, and that total was 52.
Yeah.
And we figured if he's out, it's going to go to 40-something, and it closed 43 and still went under. But the importance of the number, I've bet more early in the week than day of the game because these numbers do move.
Okay. So if you were giving advice, now that you're knowledgeable and not somebody who needs to put a bet down just to watch a game, what would you tell the gamblers who are listening?
To have multiple options, multiple outs. Because, for example, I pulled this up. Let's say you want to bet on Ja'Marr Chase tonight, and you want to bet him to score 2 touchdowns, on Sunday. One book has him 5-1, another book has him 8-1, a third book has him 10-1. It's the same bet.
Yeah.
You bet 100, you win different amounts at different books. And let's take it one step further. If you want to bet him to score 3 touchdowns, one book has 18. I know. One book has 18. One book has 28. One book has 90-1.
That's crazy.
But there are people that will only have one book, and they don't get to shop for different prices because every book has a different number, especially when it comes to futures. Christian McCaffrey, MVP, one book has 14. One book has 30.
Damn.
It's the same bet. But there are people that will only bet 14 because they don't have the ability to bet 30 because they're lazy.
Yeah.
All right. So let me recap. Short. Dylan lost 4 units, so he's up plus 17 on the season. Bad Larry won 3. He also won 3 futures. He's plus 16. And Shea, plus 8. You won 1 unit. How you won anything from your condition when you called in from Vienna is pretty amazing.
Danny, I'm a genius. I get better the more I drink.
I would subscribe to that, too. I've had some of my best wins just
bombed
in the commode.
Okay. I guess Larry won't be joining us, so.
What a bum.
He knew this, and
we were texting this morning.
Picture Day Ray texted him this morning.
It's the same time every week.
All right.
Idiot.
Is anybody betting on the Heisman?
No.
I don't know if it's worth betting on now. Maybe during the season, but Jaden Daniels is going to win. Then it's Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and Marvin Harrison.
Why did Harrison even get invited to New York?
Just to add a little.
It's just bullshit.
They just wanted a non-quarterback.
Well, he might be the best player in college football.
Neighbors, yeah. LSU. Let's go.
So let's recap. Dill, you had Iowa. You loved Iowa, everything. besides Iowa with the spread.
Yeah.
So
and I didn't take I didn't take the under in the game as a straight bet.
You did not?
Whoa.
No, because
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as a simpleton, I did the parlay, and then in my brain, I'd like, all right, checked off. I had the Iowa under on there.
Okay.
I did bet it in real life.
No, no, no. We don't want to hear that. No,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No, because Bad Larry pulls that all the time, and I don't want to hear about
it. I'm not asking for anything.
I know, but I don't care.
Well, I do.
But it doesn't matter for this show.
I won 100 units, but I didn't tell y'all.
Look, Dan, sometimes we just need therapy. Somebody needs to listen to what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just hear nice, and then, okay, cool.
I know the feeling. I've been through the process, but I didn't have to have a bet on a game. If I bet on a game, I didn't watch a game. I didn't want to watch it.
Wow.
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. Hate it. If I had a bet on a game, I didn't watch it.
Well, I couldn't do that.
I saw something the other day, and it was like a bell curve graph in terms of like gambling and watching the game. So it's like no money, it's down here. You bet on it like a normal bet. It's, you know, the top of the bell curve, and then big bet goes all the way back down to
not
watching.
Put your mortgage on it. Yeah, you don't want to see it. Yeah.
But what are the chances that the last bet I ever placed, Lou Holtz's team beat the team that I was betting on? So
what was the spread?
I think it was pretty good. It was the Orange Bowl, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Oh.
And I wanted to take Arkansas. I got talked into Oklahoma. And I do my Lou Holtz impersonation a lot. And now I think it's karma that they put their pants on same way we do. And I think that maybe it's karma that's what happened.
Karma's not real, Danny. It's not the Bible. This is Jesus.
Oh, here we go.
This is Jesus telling you not to do it again. That's all.
Okay.
What is he telling you?
Weeping and gnashing of teeth for 1,000 years are coming.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention here, Dill?
That Washington plus 9.5 against Oregon was just the most. I don't know how you could have, in your right mind, taken Oregon to cover the spread. I mean, obviously they lost outright, but. Yeah. That at Boise State over UNLV, and Troy just did me dirty once more.
All right. Anything else? Bad Larry, I'm not going to recap anything he did because he's not here. What, Ray?
Dill, what happened with your lock of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I was going to gloss over that one. Yeah, the under in the Bengals-Jaguars game at 38.
Idiot.
Just a little over.
Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring?
Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Bad Larry did okay, but nobody cares. Shay, I'll start with you. Anything you want to recap here?
Yeah, Diego Pavia. Diego motherfucking Pavia, third quarter, hit the over, 166 yard. The son of a bitch is a god. That's all there is to it. He got a little injured, so I'm worried about the bowl game, but he's a god. I love Diego.
Anything else that you want to recap?
Nah, hell no.
Okay. So that brings us to this week. Let's see. Sam, do you want to lead off with your picks here?
Sure. I'd actually like to start and ask you a question if I can, not to hijack your show.
Okay.
But I have Tyreek Hill to win the MVP from before the season, okay?
This is preseason bet.
I sent this to Ray and Shay the other day. I don't think you know about this, and it's better that way. So I bet $125 at 125-1 on Tyreek Hill to win, let's call it $16,000. Okay. He is now a lot less. And I'm in the point now where I just sort of want to speak it into existence, right? He's going to have 2,000 yards, 20 touchdowns. Lions or Dolphins get the one seed, 13-4. Dan, he had a 68-yard touchdown and like an 80-yard touchdown in the first half last week.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't play in the third and fourth quarter. He could be padding his stats, but they're not doing it because they need him. Can he win it, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, but I think he has to have magical numbers. I don't think you can end with 1975.
Got to have 2,000.
2,000, yeah. Easy for people to consume. If he gets to a 20 touchdown, they end up with the number one seed, then I think that he would be the favorite. You're going to have to be either the one or two seed.
Yeah.
That the last 10 years, the winner has been either a one seed or a two seed. Dak's not going to win it as a five seed.
Wow.
He won't.
Okay.
So, but, just saying.
Could he get, because he's probably a lock for offensive player of the year, right?
Which
would,
is so dumb.
Would he get, but would they give him
Well, that, I hate that award.
Because it's the non-quarterback award.
Yes, yeah. Like Christian McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill. Those will be the two guys there. But yeah, I think Tyreek Hill can, and if they get to that number one seed, should be your leading candidate.
The path is there. They play Monday night against Tennessee. Everybody's going to watch. And then they end with Cowboys, Ravens, Bills. If he goes off.
Against the Ravens and Bills, not the Cowboys. Obviously.
Everybody's going to watch it.
Obviously.
Not the Ravens.
Well, he could go off on that secondary.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
He probably could.
No, Danny. Yeah.
Probably could. All right. So that was a future that you had.
That's a future.
That may hit.
And then this week.
How much is the most you ever won on a game?
On a game or a bet?
A bet.
$25,000. It was the year that Braxton Miller got hurt at Ohio State, and their odds went from 10-1 to 25-1. And somebody had told me this JT Barrett kid is better. JT Barrett gets hurt.
That's right.
And then somebody said this.
And then they bring in this 6'3", 300-pound monster named Cardale Jones.
Yeah. That's right.
Running over Alabama linebackers, and they killed Oregon. And that was lucky. But that was, again, I don't bet a lot to win a little. I bet a little to win a lot. And that was a 25-1 future that got very, very lucky thanks to 12-gauge saving me.
Okay. Cha-ching. What's the most you've bet on? A game. A
couple thousand.
Oh, okay.
Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Even when I was doing stupid stuff, it was never anything crazy.
What's the most you ever bet, Shay?
I don't want to talk about it, dude.
All right. What about you, Dylan?
Probably like a grand.
Okay. Mine was $3,000, my last bet, and lost the VIG, so I lost $3,300. Mm. But I was up six, and I was going to buy a Corvette.
Oh.
I already had it picked out. Because I go, I'm gonna win this. Fuck yeah, I'm going to win this bet. And all of a sudden, I'm watching, and then I had to turn it off because I think they blocked a punt, and I'm having flashbacks, but I just remember, I was up six, lost $3,300, bought my mom a dishwasher, and then I paid off school loans, so I went quietly into the night, and I was driving a Toyota Celica that didn't have a floorboard in the back.
Oh,
like it just opened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
It was like Flintstones. Yes, yes. So when I would have people, they say, can give me a ride, I go, yeah, but you can't put your feet down. So people would be sitting like cross-legged in the back seat.
Or you need them in the back pedaling.
No, uphill. It ran.
Uphill.
It ran. It ran. Okay, what else do you have?
I like Chicago getting 3.5. Those hooks are going away. The last time I remember Jared Goff playing in the cold in Chicago, he threw 4 picks. This was when the Rams went to the Super Bowl, but they had a pit stop in Chicago that year. It was 22 degrees, and it was so cold for Jared Goff, and he couldn't hold the ball. Detroit is also playing with fire. They should have lost last week to the Saints, a game that they were somehow up 21-0. So I do like the Bears, and Chicago should have beat Detroit in Detroit. I laid 2.5. You could still lay 3 with Minnesota. Jefferson's back. The Raiders suck. Awful secondary. And then I'm going over in Tampa, Atlanta. These two teams, last time they played, had 750 yards but couldn't score. Usually when you get 750 yards, it's 27-24 or something like that. This total's only 40, 40.5. Anything under 41, I would go over.
All right. That's Sam P., Chicken Dinner podcast host, which brings us to Dylan, who is still the clubhouse leader, barely.
That lead shrinks significantly.
And don't you lose points if you don't show?
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Fair question.
If you don't show, do you lose a point?
Did Bad Larry send in his bets, though?
He did. He sent in his bets.
Okay. Well, I have to count those.
He needs to be penalized somehow, though.
Well, he won't show up in person, because if he did, then Shay would punish him.
Yeah, you're saying his existence is enough of a punishment.
Yes. There could be murder.
Fair. Fair.
But he'd have it coming.
Oh, yeah. Talk about deserving.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no one here's ratting.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything.
No, hell no.
What happened to Larry?
Larry,
I don't know.
He ran into the shovel.
Yeah. Bad Larry. He's dead to me. Literally. Okay, Dill. Here we go. Here we go, Dylan.
Alrighty. So obviously Army Navy this week. I'm going Navy +3. I always take the dog with the points in this game.
Okay.
And then a nice little prop here. Neither team to score 15 or more points is +230. And they're averaging less than 17.5, so.
All right.
Spiciness. And then I got NFL, the Patriots-Steelers tonight under 30.
Steelers.
I believe that's very heavy on the public side, but, I mean, I don't see how either of these two. It's been Bailey Zappi's playing.
This one, see, this is one of those where you go, I don't know. I don't know. It feels like an over to me.
Are you going to take it?
No, I don't gamble.
There we go.
I gambled with this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't need to gamble anymore.
And I lose
every week.
I'd contend it's paid off famously.
Okay.
The last time we saw a total this low, Mrs. Doubtfire was number one at the box office.
All right. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Great fucking movie.
How about 1993?
How about Sam P. doing some homework? We're not used to that.
Do we know if that game went under or over?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
All right. What else do you have?
I got my Ravens -7 against the Rams coming off the bye.
You know, what if we just move on from Bad Larry and he doesn't come on again?
Ooh.
We just replace him
with
Sam.
Like, Sam's here.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? We don't need Larry.
I would love to not need Larry. That'd be awesome.
Like, we're not contractually obligated for anything.
Mm-mm. He's barely alive.
Yeah.
Team option?
DFA
is
ass.
I'm going to decline.
DFA is ass.
Yeah, send him to Binghamton.
Yeah. Okay.
He's in the Cape Cod League, that motherfucker. Yeah.
What else do we have?
Except he wouldn't love that Mo Vaughn played there, but.
Wow.
I got the Texans -3.5 against the Jets.
Wow, that's a deep hole right there. Okay.
Fucking knife disease.
All right, here we go. Come on.
Texans -3.5 against the Jets. I think Zach Wilson's due for one more terrible performance before that gets put
I don't know. I think he has 3 touchdown passes. I think he lights up the night.
3 touchdown passes in a 4-point loss.
It doesn't matter. He's trying to save his own ass. Yeah. That's all that matters. He didn't care about Robert Saleh.
Nah.
Did you do Ravens against Rams?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? I'm going Seahawks money line against the 49ers +440.
Okay.
Just a light dusting.
Okay.
They should have beat the Cowboys.
All right, here we go.
No, we're not doing that.
Here we go.
We're not
here we
doing
fucking
the show.
Go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, they could have.
They could have.
And then I've got the Bills +1.5 against the Chiefs.
Ooh.
Should be a good one. Eagles money line against the Cowboys.
You know, the Chiefs coming off the loss, coming home, and then they're facing the Bills, and it's only 1.5.
Weird. Yeah. Stinky. Yeah.
It's a ratty one.
Sam, what do you make of that?
The Bills have underachieved their power rating all year, but they still have a high power rating. So if you ask an odds maker, they would rate Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, even though Buffalo is in 11th place right now, because the Bills still have talent. They have a quarterback. They just really have underachieved. But still, the odds makers and the bookmakers respect the Bills. That's all it is.
Oh, that's great.
You can't. Well, you can't make it 4, because if you make it 4, everybody's going to pound the Bills plus 4.
Just take the field goal.
And you can't make the Bills favor, so you have to find that middle ground, and 1.5-2 is a very good two-way number.
Okay. So you're taking the Bills plus 1.5.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Eagles money line against the Cowboys plus 150. What?
No, look that way. Look to the left.
I was trying not to.
That's the Cowboy.
I mean, their Eagles are, what, 3.5-point underdogs?
Okay.
That one doesn't really make a ton of sense.
But it doesn't matter. It's the money line. Yeah. So it's 3.5.
There
okay.
we go.
And then Packers-Giants under 36.5. I don't see how that – I mean, I know the Packers have been scoring some points, but the Giants are just a fucking leech.
If you care about Bad Larry's picks, you can check on the website. Is that good? Because I'm not going to give him any attention here.
I think that's good.
Very disappointing. All right, Shay.
All right, Danny. Got America's team, Army, laying 2.5 against the Midshipmen. I got the Dakotas over 49.5.
All right.
And then I got Hook'em, defeating Blue, plus 550 in the national championship. Makes perfect sense to me. I don't give a shit what anybody else says.
And it's not because you're biased towards Texas.
Of course not, Danny. Course. Come on. I am an even-handed bettor.
Love to know what Vegas thinks. Like, Texas, to me, is maybe the fastest team in America.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's
the
like,
best D-line, too. Flat out.
Yes. There is real danger with Texas, I think, that they're that good.
Sark is being real creative the last couple of weeks. Like, that son of a bitch is smart offensively.
Now you like him.
I love him. What do you mean? I always love Sark. Mm-hmm. I like that hire.
How many points in that game?
I don't know what the
Texas Wash. It's 63.
Yeah.
Would you give Sark and the Boer a month?
Yeah.
What are they going to cook up? I mean, seriously.
If the total was lower, I'd be more scared. But I ain't at all. Okay. Hook them.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Do you really think the Rangers and Longhorns are going to win in the same year?
Well, here we go. This is the man that doesn't believe in Jesus is talking to me.
We're not.
Whatever.
JC is not making an appearance today.
He's always here, Danny. He's always here with me.
He does not want to be in here.
Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Y'all can look it up, Book of Revelation. Have fun.
When you are finding religion, Jesus is hiding from you.
It ain't
you.
About religion, Danny. It's about spirituality. That's what it is. About Jesus.
What's Did you ever tell the story, by the way, when you were watching Dunkirk and you go, wow, what's the line here? You remember when it was about to end? And Shay texts me and goes, what do you think the line was for the other side? And I said, wow. You are sick.
Like an over-under?
Yeah. Well, what's the live bet on?
Money line, yeah.
What's the live line on the bad guys against the good guys when it looked like it was over?
Valid question.
Okay.
You get real plus money there.
Those,
that's all.
Those wartime odds, they juice the shit out of them.
But like Vietnam.
Wow.
Is that a push?
We were big favorites coming into Vietnam, to be fair. Big favorites. And you bet Viet Cong there, plus 750 all day.
The odds on that result vary a lot by
Do you know the traps they used to build? I mean, come on.
By depending on the politician, the results of Vietnam.
Goal for Tonkin, you could have gotten plus 2,000. Just saying.
Hamburger Hill. Dude, I fucking hammered that one.
What was the other war that they called it a war, but it...
The Cold War?
No. No.
The Cold War.
No.
I mean, technically, I guess.
No. It was one of those wars that it was, but it was in a tropical area, something nice.
Falkland Islands?
The Korean War?
Falkland Islands?
Maybe Falkland. Yeah, maybe the Falkland Islands.
Where the Brits and the Argentinians went at it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Who said Cold War?
Marvin.
Wait. He said a war, but it really wasn't a war.
Okay. Yeah. Semantics.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Basketball. I got the Hawkeyes plus 7 against the Cyclones. Then NFL. I love the Pats plus 6. And I'm adding 2, Ray. Wake up. Seahawks plus 10.5. Cowboys laying 3.5. Tampa Bay plus 1. Book it all.
Okay.
I kind of like that Pats
I love the pass tonight. I love the pass
maybe
tonight.
Maybe straight up.
I might do the money line. Might be something.
A sprinkling.
Ooh, wait.
Well, if you're going to do it, then you have to do it now.
I ain't doing nothing.
I'm going to add in a unit on the Pats money line, Ray.
Full unit.
Book it.
Okay. See, this is where they do stupid things. This is where, and you're being very, very quiet over there. You're being smart.
I'm taking everything in, Dan.
Okay.
It's called intuition.
Mm. Okay.
How many bets do you have on the board?
Too many. Way too many.
How many bets do you have, Sam?
Three. I gave you three.
That's it. Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
No, like, smart I know ass. You're better off, like, actually narrowing it down and betting more on a smaller sample, but I just don't have any self-control.
Right.
Is really what it boils down to.
Yeah. How many bets? You got 10 bets? Okay.
And honestly, Saturday night, probably firing a couple extras too. So.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about it.
That was all vague.
It's amazing. Having been a gambler, we only tell you when we win.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's called the Floyd Mayweather.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. I love
what's
losing.
It called, Sam?
The Floyd Mayweather. He used to post his winning tickets, but you'd never see a losing ticket.
He also Floyd.
But how good a gambler do you think Floyd is?
Oh, awful. Come on!
Awful? He can't fucking read.
Jesus Christ!
I don't know if we know that.
No, literally.
Also irrelevant to the.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to read.
Remember, him and 50 Cent were in a beef, and 50 Cent was like, "Read me one page of a Harry Potter book."
Well, truth be told, I don't know if I could do that either.
Because of the subject matter?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan, they're wonderful.
Oh, never Jesus. Read a heading. Virgin.com.
So I had a guy in Vegas tell me he never posts. There's a reason he doesn't post any losing tickets. Because he was going through social and just posting, I won X and I won Y, but there was never, ever a losing slip.
Never.
But one thing I noticed about that, for Floyd Mayweather's probably what? A billionaire, more or less?
No, hell no. You're crazy.
Okay, he's worth a lot of money.
He's probably a half a billionaire.
Yeah. No.
He's got more money than Larry.
Yes.
Yeah, he spent a shit ton of money.
He was betting like $5,000 and like $10,000 on stuff. I'm like, dude, you have hundreds of millions of dollars.
But then he does post some tickets, though, that he's got a large number on some things.
I just remember seeing, I remember seeing some like smaller bets where I'm like, why did this even
Well, why would you post $5,000 if you're Floyd Mayweather?
I don't know.
I remember that line for him and McGregor.
Oh.
Dude,
yeah.
Floyd was like -230. I put everything I fucking had on
that. He opened at -3,000.
Yeah.
And everybody bet McGregor.
Yep.
Yeah, the books, that was going to be potentially the most catastrophic.
No, it was
thing
like -230. Yeah, it
went
dumb.
So low. And then you had every wise guy laying $2, $3, $4
all
when
day.
It opened -30.
All day.
And if they would have lost, it would have. Yeah. Might have shut out a chandelier or two, but they would have been okay.
Yeah.
They would have been all right.
They'll probably weather that storm.
And it was all the drunk Irish. I was living in Vegas at the time. It was every drunk Irishman, because he travels well. That's the one thing.
Yeah, he does.
He travels well.
So did Hatton, though. Ricky Hatton's fucking travel team was insane.
I had never smelled whiskey like this in my life walking around Vegas for that fight. And they bet McGregor from 14-1 down to 2-1.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That's crazy that ever got that low.
It was like -230, and I hammered the shit out of it. Like, this ain't even real.
Yeah, because if you said that it's going to be MMA,
different,
then you're going to take Conor McGregor. Right.
I mean, that would be actually less fair than the two of them boxing.
Yes,
Floyd Mayweather is literally the best defensive boxer in the history of the sport.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah,
probably so.
The shoulder roll defense, you can't touch him.
Yeah,
and Conor McGregor's going to hit him. Get the fuck out of here.
And Floyd's not going to blemish his perfect boxing. Like, he wouldn't do that fight.
Too smart
if he
as
didn't
a fighter.
Know
he's too smart.
The shadow of a doubt that he was going to win. So,
You got something to say over there, Marv? We good?
Oh no! I was just telling my friend Dylan to get closer to the mic.
So no Damn. More. So Bad Larry, we stalled as long as we could. No Bad Larry.
Yeah, we don't need
okay.
him.
Is there a chance he's in genuine danger?
Well, he might be in jail.
No, he's not in
he
jail.
He drinks a dozen beers a day and drives,
but,
Danny.
But he knows the police officers there. It's like Mayberry. They'll pick him up, and then they'll take him home.
They're basically
like an Uber. Ray.
I just got a text from Larry. He goes, oh, shit, my phone was off. And then he sent me a picture of his hand, and looks like he's getting stitches on his hand right now.
What the
fuck?
Oh,
shit.
So I guess that's where he is right now. But
so he was in danger.
Well,
I guess so.
Marv, snitches. Right?
Hey, look, I didn't want to say it out loud, but come on now.
Ray was light on the envelope to the bookie.
Yeah.
Ray, tell him his other hand isn't getting stitched so he could probably make a fucking phone call.
Fucking bitch.
Okay. And that's how it's done, Sam. This is it right here. This is the magic that you've been listening to, and now you get to be a part of it.
It was worth the 3-hour drive. Can you share your favorite Musburger story? Because I can share mine if you want.
I worked with the family.
Yeah, Brent was our afternoon host on VEASAN.
Okay. Once again, Sam is the podcast host of Chicken Dinner, also a betting expert, would you say?
Analyst
for NASA. Yeah. I like when somebody says somebody's a betting expert, and I go, let me see your W-2.
I had them take that off my bio at Fox. Yeah. Fox says, betting expert.
That's a heavy, heavy
crown. Can we change that, please?
That is the definition of an oxymoron. Like, there is no betting expert.
Okay, I don't have a singular Brent Musburger story to tell. I've been around him, but nothing crazy ever happened. So, your Brent Musburger story?
Well, I have a couple, but my favorite one is when he saw my last name for the first time. And Brent knew that they were, you know, hiring some kid out of Chicago who was 28, and I'm sure he was all on board. But I don't think he did the diligence to learn how to pronounce my last name, which is 12 letters long, Panayotovich. So Brent is introducing me Selection Sunday. I'm in the book getting the live lines, and I hear it, and I know what's about to happen because I know he doesn't know my name. So he pulls his sheet up and goes, "And joining us now from the book is Windy City Sam." He pivoted so quickly, and he nailed it, but he was able to get to the right part of the conversation because he put Chicago and Sam together, and just he pivoted from Sam Panayotovich to Windy City Sam.
Amazing.
That's pretty good recovery.
I tried so hard not to laugh because I knew exactly what had happened. You know what I mean?
All right. And we've done enough damage here. And Sam, thank you for making the trip down. Once again, Chicken Dinner Podcast, Shay and Irving Podcast. Are we back up?
Oh, yeah, we're back, Danny. What day is today?
It's Thursday. We'll
be back next week. There we go.
Next week.
Yeah.
Is the family back next week from vacation in Europe?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
They don't have return flights.
Wasn't meant to be a tough question.
We make the line. What's the line?
What's the line? Over, under.
Plus 650 to come back this month.
Yeah. Shay having a family.
All right. So Shay and Irving, once he starts his podcast up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Dylan, he just does graphics here on the show. Nothing else to promote, I don't think.
I ate a hot dog for breakfast.
Only one?
And a couple taquitos.
It's hot dog time.
Yeah. He does, like, over under every day for hot dogs is usually 2.5 for Dill.
So I've changed my formula. As I take a day off or two and then go hard on, like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday.
Hard.
Go hard.
I didn't know what I was going to hear when I walked into this place. Beautiful studio, by the way. And I do want to shoot a free throw at some point. But I walked in and the first thing I was asked was, "You want a White Claw? How about a hot dog?"
And you turned them both down, though.
I said, "No, thanks."
Right. You were waiting for the snow cone.
Yes.
Yeah, we have snow cones, too.
Oh.
Yeah. My thanks to Picture Day Ray, the producer of this show, and also Marvin, who does all the technical work here. Wait, no, you don't wave to me. I mean, nobody gives a shit if you're waving to me.
Spirit fingers. Be blessed, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Send that over to Shay.
I need some spirit. Mr. Amen. Spirit. Hallelujah.
No, you have spirits.
No, you need spirits.
Oh.
On the wagon.
The American.
Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.